to CSR Chickering Student Radio.
Your hosts today are Ryan and Will. There were several changes to the cafeteria over the summer. A new floor and a new audio-visual system. We wanted to know more about the changes to the cafeteria, so we interviewed Dr. Reinemann, our assistant principal, to know more about the new cafeteria floor. We also interviewed Mrs. Chase to learn more about the audio-visual system.
We are surprised to know that we got a new cafeteria floor. To learn why we needed a new floor, we talked to Dr. Reinemann. She explained.
Every 10 or 15 years, things wear out in the building, and floors are designed to go for 15 years, and the building is 15 years old, so we get a new floor over the summer.
The new floor looked a lot different than the old one, and we were curious to learn who installed it and when was it installed. Dr. Reinemann informed.
So the company was named Atkinson Flooring, no relation to Mrs. Atkinson, the teacher, and they came in the end of August and installed it.
Because the new floor is so different, we wanted to know what was Dr. Reinemann's opinion. She shared.
I think it looks a lot nicer than the old floor. The other colors make me think of a hospital, that green. And the new blue and yellow, I think, are a lot more fun.
Yeah.
Has she heard any comments from the students regarding the new floor, we wondered. Dr. Reinemann replied.
I think kids didn't even notice the old floor, and now the new floor they do notice. And I think the first graders renamed it the water, the dunes, the sand, and the sun, I think, for the different colors. The little guys renamed it, so it's kind of neat.
In addition to the new floor, are there any other changes of plan for the cafeteria, she commented.
So they put in a new AV system over the summer as well, so you probably haven't noticed, but there's a huge projector up on the wall closest to the street, and a whole new sound system that we haven't used yet. So those got installed this summer as well.
Dr. Reinemann suggested we talk to Mrs. Chase about the new audio-visual system. We asked her many questions about the new audio-visual system.
We wanted to know why we got a new audio-visual system, she explained.
We got a new audio-visual system because we haven't had a new one since the school was built more than 16 years ago. So it was very outdated and was getting to the point where things didn't work. And we were projecting, we had a projector on a cart, so we had to have an extension cord for power. And then we had to have a long cable for connecting the sound so the sound would come out of the sound system. It was dangerous to have all those cables on the floor when we would hold assemblies and things like that. Our original microphone system broke. So we were using temporary ones that we just plugged into the wall separate from the system. So it was time.
When was it installed? We inquired. Mrs. Chase replied.
It was partially installed in August. They did more work yesterday. They're almost done, but I would say they're like 90% done.
Did the new audio-visual system cost a lot of money? Do you think it was worth the expense? She relayed.
Absolutely. It's awesome. I don't know if you're going to movie night on Friday, but now the projector is a high-def projector, so we can play Blu-ray right from the rack in the closet where the AV equipment is. So now there's not one cable on the floor. Both the audio comes out of the speakers automatically. You press a button and the screen comes down. The projector gets turned on. It's on the back wall of the cafeteria. I don't know if you've seen that big white box that's hanging on the wall that's parallel to the driveway. So it has a huge, beautiful projector that projects across the whole cafeteria. And it's going to be cool when they do that movie on Friday night with the new system. And we can hook up a whole bunch of other different things, too. And there's a back panel on the behind the stage, so we can hook up HDMI and VGA and USB and audio. And it'll be so nice to have that right there for people come in to present to us and stuff.
How do you like the new system? We queried. Mrs. Chase commented.
Can you tell I like it a lot? I've been waiting a long time. I've been asking for this for a very long time. So it was great that it kept getting bumped from the capital budget list. That's where they have to spend a large amount of money to fix permanent things in the building. So for some reason, that kept getting bumped every year, and I was so happy that they decided finally to make sure that we get it done.
We wondered if there was anything she did not like about the new system. She remarked,
just that it's not complete, not 100% yet. I was hoping it was going to be 100% on the first day of school. Didn't have what we needed for Mrs. Diao when she wanted to do open house. We couldn't do the visual display without setting up the projector and cart and cables, and she didn't want to do that. So it made me sad that we weren't able to do that, but I'm excited that it's almost done.
We wanted to know all of the new features, Mrs. Chase articulated.
We never had the capability to do high def or play Blu-ray. I'm very grateful because the Dover PTO contributed some money to this, and the Mudge Foundation also donated some money towards this, and then the school committee approved the balance of the money that was needed to put this new system in.
It surprised us to know that the new audio-visual system was not finished and that Atkinson Flooring installed the new cafeteria floor. It was interesting to know that the first graders called the new floor design reminded them of dunes, water, and the sun.
Thanks for listening to CSR.